from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the lunch special.
Yeah.
With Big D at the hospital. What are we having today for lunch, Big D?
Give me some salami, babe.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're having a ton of fun today. It is a Friday, after all.
This Steiny, is what I get, man.
Steiny back with Goo.
Sorry, man.
Evan also in the house. What's up, buddy?
You know how you guys are always on a Friday, Goo? You got big plans? Well, I actually got big plans and you hadn't even asked. So I don't know if you real quick here, you and Evan.
You want me to ask? I was going to go to the Clay staff.
Go ahead.
I'm kidding.
So remember at the end of our Friday show, Dwight Hicks, Super Bowl champ with the Niners, showed up, and he's with my friend Kurt Robinson, a retired lawyer and former sports agent. No, in Vegas, when we went for the Super Bowl at Radio Row. And I said I dropped the ball because they came right at the end, and I was supposed to get Dwight Hicks on the show.
Evan, was that when you ditched us? What do you mean?
No, we were done with our show. Yeah. He was right there. You don't remember that?
Really.
And I apologize to my boy, Kurt Robinson, former retired lawyer, former sports agent, and that's his client. And they were together, and they thought we were going to hop on, and I was like, I messed up on the text or messing with you guys. So you guys don't even remember that. I was fighting for my life, apologizing.
No, I don't remember a lot of things from Las Vegas. But
anyway, he just wrote a book, Kurt Robinson, my friend, Son of a Pimp, and he talks about his upbringing and through the prism of his mom and everything. So in Fremont tomorrow at 4:30 at Mojo Lounge, they're having a book signing.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, this is my buddy. It's his. And a comedy show. So if you want to come out and you're in the area in Fremont, Mojo Lounge, 4:30, I'm going to be there.
I tell you what.
Thank you, Evan.
If he's looking for laughs, he should just repeat what you've been saying for the last 10 minutes.
I'm going to give you one.
Let's see.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Oh, Clay stats.
I didn't really have them.
True shooting.
It wasn't true shooting. It was something else, but
we were talking about Evan's food too. I wish that could have went over the air. Well, people getting the accusations
That'll be revisited at 1:48. There's no doubt about that.
What's bugging you at 2 p.m.?
Well, this is bugging me a little, but I'm maintaining my composure. This is what I want to say. So Guru's saying that he sent me a text.
They need Clay, man.
The Warriors need Clay Thompson if they want to win.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'm going to pick this name. I'm going to name a player, okay? I saw this guy's name, and I said, I don't know whether the Warriors are going to re-sign Clay or not, but I'm going to say if you put this player in, if you lost Clay tomorrow, and this, you just said, this is going to be your starting two guard, Here, listen to what I'm saying.
And I'm fair.
Listen to what I'm saying. I wouldn't say, well, they're automatically worse now. Lonnie Walker. If the Warriors went out and got Lonnie Walker and said, he's going to be the two guard, I'm not saying, oh my God, order the rings, but I am not saying, oh my God, this thing's falling apart. I absolutely, and there's going to be other moves.
Yeah, right.
There's going to be other moves.
What if Lonnie wasn't from Reading, Pennsylvania?
That's what I knew people would get hung up on.
Okay,
it's Jimmy Jones with Lonnie Walker's athletic. He's been a little bit of an underachiever over his career. He can sometimes float a little in games. He can win you playoff games, though, which Clay can't. He makes a shot in the playoffs.
Well, Warriors didn't make the playoffs.
Thank God. Can you imagine Clay shooting
that 0-11 vanished, right?
You know what's funny?
0-10.
It's funny. You can't find it anywhere. You cannot find it on Basketball Reference.
That the NBA's got to do better.
Let's go to...
is true, though. If you were arguing his age, you could just say, well, that game actually doesn't exist.
That's true.
Show me.
Let's go to Jeff in San Francisco. Then we'll get to Priest. Two callers, one guy.
Priest's going to have it. He's going to get at me.
I hope so. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? First, just talk, would you please?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks. I think, Stani, you're making some good points in the way you're breaking down what 38% three-point shooting really means and what it looks like in terms of wins and losses. But I'm going with Guru on this. I say stick with Clay because I like all the points Guru was making about 20 minutes ago when I was listening. That no matter who you trade for, you're still taking a chance. Mm. And what the Warriors want and need is Clay, but better, and Wiggins, but better. And the only thing they have to offer to other teams is their future, is their really good, rookie class, draft picks, I don't know. So your choices are trade away your future on guys who are a little bit better, and then you'll be a little bit better team, and that's not what we want. Or, like, what are you saying, the Grand Slam with maybe Jimmy Butler, a superstar, an aging star, that maybe gives you that penetrate and kick out. But you don't know if a superstar is going to help you win championships. I'm thinking about the Nets with Harden and Durant and Kyrie Irving. What do? They imploded. I've never seen so many superstars getting shuffled around the league. It worked for Durant with the Warriors for a couple championships, and that was nice while it lasted. But I say, if you're going to take a chance with Clay. He's an outstanding sixth man. He already showed that. And this is kind of my last point. What I think is really interesting is that the Warriors could be like a post-starters mentality team. I think the whole idea of your starting five kind of went out the window for me last year because their bench is awesome. Their bench was outscoring other teams' starters on a great night. So, and a lot of the time you say, well, who are our five best players? Who are our five favorite players? Then you got a sixth man. Everybody else is kind of a bullpen to give the starter some rest. But I think we have the kind of team that we could put it together and assemble those pieces with some upgrades. We need somebody big. I don't think Looney's really getting it done anymore, but we got Trace Jackson Davis. I think he's hot. I think he could really, be a standout big man player for his whole career. So anyway, I'm going to do her on this. Stick with Clay. And if it doesn't work out, they ride off into the sunset with our three favorite players, and I'm happy.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Play a game. I'm looking at a list.
All right.
And it's from ESPN. These guys are all listed as two guards.
All right, I got you.
I don't want to argue whether they are or not, but this is a list of two guards.
I'm ready. We're ready.
All right. Who are you taking? Forget shooting percent. Just player.
All right. I'm going to be honest.
Donovan Mitchell. Devin Booker.
Thank you, Evan.
Anthony Edwards.
I don't even have to
respond. Jaylen Brown. James Harden.
Harden.
Desmond Bane.
Good.
CJ McCollum.
By default.
Yeah, he's got a better true shooting percentage than Clay. DeJounte Murray.
I'll say Murray.
Terry Rozier.
Clay.
I'll give you Emmanuel Quickley.
Clay.
Josh Giddey.
Clay. I know.
He got off the hook for what everybody thought he did.
Yeah, no, that was steal.
Yeah, I'm taking Josh Giddey, but whatever. I'm not putting RJ Barrett.
RJ.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Evan.
Trey Murphy. Dante DiVincenzo.
Man, this should still be in a Warrior uniform.
Malik Monk.
Oh, wow.
Anfernee Simons.
All right, where are you going? Just
stop!
That's game's like 20 dudes.
The game's not stop over. It. Devin Vassell.
Clay.
Yeah.
The cell.
I like him, though.
Aaron Wiggins. No. Austin Reeves.
I'm out.
Zach LaVine.
I got LaVine.
Caris LeVert.
Oh, Clay.
Jalen Suggs.
Clay.
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
I like him, but
Clay. That's Atlanta's guy, not the Knicks guy. You're saying Clay ahead of Bogdanovic?
Yeah.
Norman Powell.
With his knees. Hey, I like Powell. I'm gonna go Powell.
Grayson Allen.
I'm taking Clay, Donnie.
That's fine. Yeah. Dante Exum. Clay. Moses Moody. Isaiah Joe. Buddy Hield. Lonnie Walker. Okay. That's 17 guys who you take over Clay. Just right now.
Yeah.
Just in that impromptu thing.
Stop!
But the reality of that game is those guys are all accounted for. Yeah. You can't pick from that batch unless you do something with the trade. But we're talking about a guy that's yours right now. And the reality is if you say night-night to him, now when Evan said the names that he did, I'm like, now, okay, now you're talking. But, Stani, my fear is how are you going to replace his production?
Let's ask Priest in Palo Alto.
I know he's coming for me.
Priest, how in the world can we ever replace Clay's production of last year?
Be careful.
Oh, shoot.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Priest.
Hello?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Man. Listen, man, I can't help you with Guru. I don't think he can be helped.
Wow.
I don't think he can be helped. But I just want to add this. Right now, I think Moses Moody is hands down a better player than Klay Thompson.
Wow.
I just look at it this way. You got a car, Guru. You raised your family in it and had it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Fun times the whole nine. But the car, the engine is bad. It's got some things wrong with it that need to be fixed. The car's worth $3,000, say.
Okay.
But it'd take you about 10 to get it up to speed. Take you about 10 grand to put it up to speed. What decision would you make?
Yeah, it's bye-bye. I'm not spending that.
Right.
I'm out.
Okay. So what you're saying is your future car, just like the future of the Warriors, you want to sell it to get the car fixed.
Wow.
So you can keep it. That's what it's like to me. Okay? You cannot roll back the time on these guys. They're going to get older. They're going to get worse. Injuries are going to happen more often. Things are going to happen that you don't want to see. The problem is you're so romanticizing the past that you don't want to let it go. You're romanticizing it to the point to where you're hurting yourself. You're hurting your family the whole nine. You cannot... Life happens.
Priest, real quick, I'm going to let you finish. Let me just throw this to you. Because I know how my partner feels. The 38% from three, it sounds like you're saying that means nothing, and that's okay. I'm going to let you respond. Moses Moody struggled from three throughout this season, and I love Moody. If you're telling me you're just going to switch and run Moody out there and think everything's going to be good in the neighborhood, I'm telling you, you guys are tripping. There is still something left in the Clay tank, and my biggest thing to you and everybody listening is things got to get better around Clay too. Don't just say it's all rotten because of Clay and Looney. Things have eroded around those two, and now all of a sudden they're taking the blame.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, but I'm saying this to you. Look at the young guys, young players. You don't know their future, but one thing about young players, they get better. They have a chance to get better. The thing about old players, they get worse. It's guaranteed.
All right.
They get worse. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to move forward with that premise just because you know what these guys are, right, because you know what they've been, then you're never going to transition to your future. The longer you kick that can down the road, the longer it's going to take to transition into your future. It doesn't work. It's never worked. And it won't work now. It's never. Go back to any dynasty you can think of. You cannot. They had, eventually, Kareem had to retire. They get old.
So, Priest, are you telling Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and Warrior fans listening to you, real quick here, that don't expect Klay Thompson back? You shouldn't want him back.
Klay Thompson, I love these guys as much as you do.
Yeah.
I just deal in the real world. You know what I'm saying? I love Steph. Adore him. I cannot tell you. He's my all-time favorite player now.
Got you.
But he's old.
Well, I'll just say
Priest,
this. Yeah,
hey, Priest, appreciate the call,
Stoney,
as always.
Transition, the text line just took my thought. 925. Xfinity Mo. Transition to what type of future, though? I get what Priest is saying, but what if that future is what that light? My dad told me this, Norm. Sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel could be a train. How do you know? So you're willing to just say night, night?
Well, I just know that Jerry West passed, and we had Bob Myers on, and Bob Myers said that one thing Jerry West believed in wholeheartedly was never operate out of fear. And what you're telling the Warriors to do, to me, sounds like you're operating out of fear. It's like, I mean, I got it. I get it. If the Warriors were in the finals right now and Clay's a free agent. Yeah, what?
You just set a bar right there.
They're not.
Well, there's a price for a dynasty.
That's right.
But I never seen it to where the guys that built the dynasty paid it. It was always at the end, you know?
What do you mean?
We still think Steph Curry's a top-tier player.
I don't.
I got him top 12, top 10.
Okay, be that as it may. What about the big three? How are they as a team? That's all that matters.
They didn't make the playoffs. But is it all their fault is what I'm looking
at? Well, now we're talking about three guys. Three guys.
Right. So what if this is just the natural evolution of no move?
It's the
You guys are going to pay the price for being so great on your watch.
That's what happens.
See, I didn't have – you could call me whatever.
Name me a dynasty that's never paid the price.
This is the one that's gone the farthest getting that 2022 chip. Well, that was amazing in itself.
Right. And you know what?
My point, Stoney, hearing you say that from the logo has me thinking – there may be no fix.
No kidding. There might not be a fix.
Oh, my God.
Maybe there is. Maybe there's something that we have not.
I'm riding to the wheels fall off.
But the decisions you're making now are going to impact two or three years down the line. And you may be just digging yourself a deeper and deeper hole. I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you. One of the reasons that I don't like where the Warriors are right now, Curry 2 more years, Draymond 3 more years, and now if you're going to give Clay 2 or 3 more years, it's like...
And Kerr got 2.
It's like... they're going to get hurt!
But they're sending the message that they're going to go down fighting.
What?
You know what I mean? They're going to try... To not have or avoid what happened this season.
So even if they don't hit the mark, that signals to me that we're going to try, Warrior fans, to try and throw the best. Here's the bottom line.
And it might cost us or you know a couple years.
You know what you're trying to do? And you can do it. You're trying to beat Father Time.
Oh. And nobody ever has.
Well, so why are you trying to beat Father Time? Seriously, why? Why are you trying to beat Father Time? Why would a part of your strategy be we are going to play Klay Thompson or pay Klay Thompson? And listen, if there's a number, but Klay Thompson is declining. They have two players who are getting better. Again, if they re-sign Klay Thompson and they find a number and they can work it out, dynamite. But good Lord.
What about the nostalgia and everything that you talked about?
Nostalgia?
Yeah, but what about, like, Klay?
That's what we did for the last 2 years, nostalgia.
But you said they also got to be careful on how this looks.
Not to me. I don't care. Yeah, I'm just saying around the league.
But you understand that's how they are operating.
Around the
league. They can't look like they just kicked him to the curb.
Well, you know what? I'll take that back.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Who cares?
Okay, well, you
know, the Giants kicked Brandon Crawford to the curb, and who cares? Oh, that was not fair what they did to Brandon Crawford. And who cares? He stinks. He was done. Like, if they happen to kick Klay Thompson to the curb, yeah, it'll look bad, and probably should have been more professional this that, but who cares?
But if you're trying to be Father Time, then...
That's
what you would do.
Let me ask you this. Did you learn anything from the San Francisco Giants?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I don't think Klay is where Posey, Belt, and Crawford are at.
Posey hit like 3-something his last year.
Well, he took a year off, too, during the COVID.
Well, Klay took two off.
Yeah, but you know what
Posey came back from his sabbatical and was better.
But basketball
Klay
is
has
different.
Come back from his injuries and been worse.
Klay and Dre's contract are the Crawford and Belt contracts. They are what you have done for me in the past. I that part I get. But when you're sitting with the chef, and this goes to, you know, me wearing da-dun-da-duns, Steph Curry da-dun-da-duns, I'm not, man. I'm just... Are they really that far if somebody could come in and get Wiggins to be the best version of himself?
Yes.
And that question about Willard and Dibbs threw it around, and it was your question, who's in their prime? Andrew Wiggins is in his prime.
No, I don't think he is.
Mentally, he's not.
I don't think he is. I mean, he came out of Kansas after 1 year. He's 29 now. He's been in the league 11 years, I think. 10 or 11. That's a long time.
My man said, why are you trying to beat Father? Then what's Dunleavy's job duty right now if the world could not see what's on their to-do list?
My first thing would be, let's make the playoffs next year. And it's so funny, for a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 3 out of 5 years, when I say, let's try to make the playoffs next year, people actually say, well, that's not good enough.
Because there was a championship in that 3 of 5.
Yeah. And
negates that 3 of 5, Stoney, to a degree.
How relevant do you think a title was 2 years ago? To right now, how much does it matter? Because to me,
I think that's
it
why
matters
we're here.
Zero.
No, Stoney,
dude, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt. But for some, and again, we're not everywhere. Some places it's been 15 or 18. That's neither here nor there. The fact for a fan, maybe it was the worst thing, as crazy as this sounds, for them to win 2 years ago, because it looks tangible.
To me,
it looks like with the right move or two.
No, it doesn't. To whom? To whom does it look
we're
like?
We're going to find out to whom.
Okay.
Joe Lacob.
With the right move or two, what? And give me something, even if it's get LeBron.
That's what I was going to say. We already saw Lacob try to see what was going on there. That's got to be what this offseason is going to be about.
Unfortunately, I don't feel like Klay Thompson is impactful enough anymore. A great enough player anymore where your future depends on he must be here.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't believe that.
What about utilizing one of your young pieces' futures like Kuminga to get a big boy if it were a Butler or LeBron?
I don't like it.
I hear you.
I hate it.
All right.
I despise
it. I was waiting on you to say that. I was like,
but I've been consistent with that all
time. I'll give it to you.
I don't. Again.
But you're going against what Joe looks like he might be trying to do is go big game hunting.
How do you know? I mean, if I were Joe, you know what? Try to go get Wembanyama. Well, you can't get Wembanyama. Well, no kidding, you can't. But I'd go after Wembanyama before LeBron, before Butler. I know that's stupid. I mean, the more realistic thing to me, if you're the Warriors, would be who's the next big name free agent who's up? Mm. Can we get him here? Not this offseason, because we got nothing. We got no money. When's Giannis up? When's Embiid up? When's Luka up? When's, I don't know.
But now our guys are a year older.
Those guys are done. Like,
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I expect, how they operate. It might fail. It may, you and Priest may be right. But I don't think they've given up to where they're like.
So the last 2 years have failed, and you'd like to try to, what's going to happen?
Well, if Jeannie Buss would have been saying the right thing on the other end of that phone call at some juncture last season, you know, LeBron might be in a Warrior uniform. And I get you don't like that, but that's what has people thinking you're saying there's a chance.
No, but I listen, it's great. Joe Lacob called the Lakers, but nobody's gifting the Warriors a future. Like, they're just not.
My guy Squirt said Steiny for the win, but he always agrees with you.
Well, this is one
where... But there's where, no win. You're putting my face on the internet. I'm just saying
things. This is
things
one
that,
where a lot of people who disagree with me a lot are agreeing with me, even on this one. We got the two short segment, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Listen, man, I can't help you with Guru. I don't think he can be helped. This fish is stinking from the head up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny and Guru will be a boneyard.
Not yet, Jack.
It's already happening. I don't know what you're looking at.
I just want to basketball wrestle you. So
hey, when's game four of the Warriors in the finals is tonight?
I don't know. Gosh, man.
So the Golden State Warriors were the 10th best team in the Western Conference this past last year.
Before you set it up, I have a hypothetical.
Okay.
Well, not even a hypothetical. Just a question. What are you more excited to watch tonight? Game four of the NBA Finals, or the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Oh, it's not even close. It's game four.
It's probably game four for me. But
it's,
I'll have two
it's
screens.
Really close for me. I think it might be the Giants.
Who's pitching? Nolan Ryan.
Don't matter.
Who's pitching for the Angels?
I'm watching Nolan Ryan. And the Giants will be in their orange jerseys, Friday orange.
Here's what I think is, I don't know whether the Warriors are going to re-sign Klay Thompson or not, but they were a 10th seed last year, 10th place, 10th place in the Western Conference. You're telling me that we're going to go through another season. I don't know what they're going to do, but the playoffs are going to start next season, and the Warriors will either be in the playoffs or not.
Yeah.
And you're going to go into the playoffs, and with Steph Curry, 37, Klay Thompson, 35, and Draymond Green, 35, and you're going to run the gauntlet of playoff basketball for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes, and they just did that. And
when?
Again, last season, but Draymond got suspended, Stoney. That's why I'm like, you know, Were they really a 10th seed on paper? Yes. But were they really? And that's why I feel like there's just a flicker of hope with the right move. And just a name, real quick, I got the Lauri Markkanen. Like, hey, maybe that's a dream. But a guy like him is what could just change.
For Kuminga?
I would do it.
Okay. And then what? Then what do we have? We have a championship team?
We could cause some noise. Like, 2022 has me believing. We didn't think
for
that team was a chip.
For how much longer? How much longer?
I'm operating in a window of 2-3 years.
Well, it's been 2 years. It was 2 years ago they won the title.
Well,
two years.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
So you give them one
year,
more
though.
Year.
No,
one more year.
No, one more after that. They made the playoffs last year, went 6 games with the Lakers, and that was just a bad
They won 44 games.
Yeah.
44 regular season games.
And you come back and you won more than you did last year. But you can't cry. Nobody can cry for that because everybody else got better. But, Stoney, a move or the right move or two, I'm not telling you it's a chip because what's beautiful about sports is 2022, we had no idea they were going to do what they
did. So it's not chip or anything?
Okay. I know, dude, I'm
so,
not trying
so
to
you're
raise
the
your
same
blood
as
pressure.
Me. Just
what
get better.
What are you telling Steph Curry?
I'm telling Steph
Joe
Curry.
Joe Lacob and Steph Curry at dinner talking
what think
about
Curry's
what time
dumb?
It is.
What do you, like, you think he's an idiot? Do you think Steph Curry thinks, oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, it'll be easy to get back into the finals? Why do you think Draymond Green's talking? They know. They know what they have now.
I got you.
Can't even get him to the playoffs,
okay.
Let alone a good seed and an 8-week run.
Okay, I totally agree with you. And let me get this out. Stoney, let me get this out, partner. So let's just say it was late December. The Warriors still, it wasn't, the season was still, you know, they were okay. I'm saying late December.
This upcoming year?
When Joe Lacob called to see the availability of LeBron.
Well, why do you think he called in the first place? Because he thought they were a championship team at that moment?
Oh, no, they weren't even. They were kind of scattered.
He knew they weren't a championship team. That's why he called.
So the season goes by.
Right.
You don't make the playoffs.
Right.
When nobody even, I don't think he even thought that was worst case scenario. So now point is, how wet do you think that appetite is now to not have to endure or just be forgotten about sitting with a prime or whatever you want. I'm going to call it prime with Steph Curry.
He's not prime.
But he's still, there's something left.
What? Tell me what's left.
He's not your number. A guy that can get you to 26 points a game. He is not your number one problem.
So you erase again in your magical world.
Yeah.
Your magical world. Draymond will be healthy next year. Never get suspended. In your magical world, Klay Thompson is going to have a better year than last year. In your magical year, you haven't even factored in. You haven't even thought about, Steph Curry was not Steph the second half of the season. But you know what? He's still in his prime. He's still this. He's still that. How is his second half of the season?
Not up to par.
Thank you.
But they're all going to get better. He's a slave.
No, they're all going
to
get better.
If you can't give me an answer as to, I can say his help went down the drain.
No player.
And it was him doing everything.
Name me a player.
Bringing the ball up, having to score 30 a game.
Name me a player who's gotten better from 34 to 35. Name me a player that's gotten better.
I want to say LeBron James, but it's not about being better.
Okay, there's
it's
one guy in the
good
history.
Enough.
There's one. They're not good enough,
Goo. Well, see, we're talking about
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Well, Draymond, I believe those 25 games is the reason they didn't. So they're not, listen, Steiny, they're not as far as not making the playoffs as you really think if you allow people to say, you know.
Forget the right. Okay. There's nine teams that were better than them last year. Nine teams were better than the Warriors. Not in the NBA. In their conference, there were nine teams. They finished 10th out of 15 teams. I'll give you Draymond Green. They're seventh.
So, you think Warrior fans would be mad if the organization gave up on Kuminga or some of these young players for Butler or Zach LaVine or DeRozan? That's all I'm hoping for. I'm different than Priest. Try it. And if it doesn't work, we know that you. And I love these guys like brothers. I feel like they've earned that.
Would you give up Kuminga for Zach LaVine? Please say no, Goo.
I'm being so real. We're about to go to cafeterias, Donnie. I'm being real. I would.
So you're going to give up unknown.
I would.
You're going to give up a guy that many feel has terrific potential for a guy who's shown us exactly who he is for his entire career.
Yeah. I know Zach LaVine is more polished than Kuminga, and Kuminga's striving to get there, and he's good. But Stoney, I ain't got time to wait. Zach LaVine would play the easiest basketball in this system alongside Steph Curry.
Oh, but Klay can't. Klay no longer can play the easiest basketball. But Zach LaVine can come in here.
But we're talking about other moves. It wouldn't just be Zach LaVine.
Well, so, I know. It's got to be Zach LaVine, Giannis, and Luka. Then you got something.
But Stoney, you don't get, and Priest, you guys don't get, it may not culminate in a chip, but do you, and you said this, they owe them something. And maybe Dre got
something
with the 4-400.
I'm sick of owing them something. Why am I owing? Who do I owe? We were in 10th
they
place.
They built this, and the Warriors. So
admit it. It's all emotional.
Oh, yeah. No, I told you.
That's dumb.
No, it's not dumb in the sense that I'm willing to give up Draymond if you give me the right player.
If you're telling me that you're, in essence, doing a lot of this because of nostalgia
and because
of what they've done in the past, I will say that's stupid. Like, that's not how you run an organization. And I'd be shocked if Joe Lacob chose that way to run it.
So what's this offseason going to look like to you?
I don't know.
Outside of Klay Thompson.
But
you admit everything is on the table, possibly.
Well, apparently not moving Steph.
Well, nobody, that won't
happen.
Okay,
well, then I guess everything's on the table except moving Steph.
Steph is your Kobe. Steph is your Michael. Like, until he says otherwise.
Michael played for another franchise.
Well,
he did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Chris Mullin.
Retired.
Chris Mullin played for the Warriors for 16 years.
But that's what you're trying to avoid.
Why?
Because this, come on, Stoney. Who wants to see Steph in another uniform?
Nobody. But what if you get, what if?
Because you're not one Steph Curry away from being right back. Now, the future in 2029 or 2031 and 2 will be, you got action. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to maximize this thing.
I mean,
THANG, thing.
Yeah, and how did that work last year?
that was so bizarre.
I mean, it's like,
all right, I hear you, man.
Apparently you don't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.